Red meat exports trended higher in March. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has the details.
Considering all the uncertainty in the world today around tariffs and what may or may not happen, the one thing that is clear is that demand for U.S. beef continues to be strong globally. The month of March, we had our highest value month of exports in almost a year with $922 million. And the encouraging thing is it was a broad base of markets that really contributed to that. Taiwan came back with a very big month for them. Central America continues to be strong. Mexico, one of our larger export destinations, up 6% on the volume side, up 11% on the value side. China hung in there with steady performance in March, but we all know that with the tariffs now in place into China, that we'll see a dramatic drop off in April. But through the first quarter, the performance on beef continues to be very, very strong. So if you put that value of exports on a per head basis, we're at $467 per head.
Pork exports were also strong in March.
Almost 270,000 metric tons exported in March. That's 3% up from a year ago. But the real significant factor here is that it continues to be broad-based. Mexico, largest market, up 14% year-on-year for the month of March. Central America continues to perform well. Colombia had a huge month in March, the second largest month ever at over 14,000 tons. Yeah, you add all that up, a very impressive month on the value side. $770 million exported, which works out to about $74 per head contribution from exports on every head slaughtered for the hog side. It's the second highest performance in any given month for exports.
For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.